can last you.
Okay. All right, guys, we're going to go on the air. Let's make this quick. Don, will you please bring us on the air? Okay. Going to call us back into order. We are still on ONCA 1995. Congressman Potts, we have a motion on the floor.
Thank you.
And the motion, does everybody remember the motion? The motion was to increase the professional fees line item from 155 to 175. Apparently we've not voted on that yet. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, that motion passes. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to make a motion, and I don't have this one written down. Motion to affirm that the committee has adopted the committee substitute stamped at 10:49 a.m. and all amendments thereafter.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, is the motion in order?
Yes.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the committee substitute has been affirmed. Congressman Potts. Affirmed as adopted. Are there any more amendments to be proposed to this committee substitute?
I do have one. Please hold.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment was called to my attention during our recess. I have an amendment to amendment number one, salaries and wages, strike 156,198 and insert 151,409 and adjust totals accordingly. Page 3, line 107 and 108, strike tribal appropriation and department entity and program revenue.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion, Congresswoman Stabler.
Did you see something that I didn't see afterwards? It was at 164. We took out the merit, and that brought it down to 150. Should have brought it down to one, whatever.
Congressman Potts, please describe what your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As the committee sub was, it was 164. The committee had already reduced it by amendment. Committee had reduced it to
156
from 164,419 to 159.
I thought we reduced it by 8,000.
I thought I had this. Motion for a very brief recess.
We have a motion to recess.
Second.
And a second. Discussion. It is 3:05. We're scheduled. All those in favor?
Withdraw.
Okay.
Did you make the motion?
I did.
You seconded it, I thought. You made the motion. You withdraw your motion.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay. Motion's withdrawn.
One of our first amendments was... First Amendment was to strike 164,419 and insert 156,198. that took care of the base pay adjustments. This amendment, I'm currently offering, amends this amendment to strike 156,198, which was the reduced base pay amount, and insert 151,409, which would be the merit.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Any more discussion? Did you reassert that motion and was it seconded? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Amendment to amendment number one, salaries and wages, strike 156,198 and insert 151,409 and adjust totals accordingly. Page 3, lines 107 and 108, strike tribal appropriation and department entity and program revenue.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We're in discussion. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is amending the amendment that had previously amended this line and also strikes, very similar to how we just did with the Attorney General, 107 and 108, and just leaves the tribal revenue line.
Any more discussion? Congresswoman Stabler.
Okay, so the dollars that they collect on restitution normally track to go to the General Treasury and then based on the judgment are dispersed out. So where do those dollars go now if they don't go in their department revenue?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair, or Mr. Chair. It'd be the same thing as the Attorney General who collects that revenue through their process. That money still belongs to the court. It's just...
Change in title?
Yes. It is tribal revenue. There's no such thing as department entity or program revenue recognized in Osage law.
Any more discussion? What was the $5,000? Congressman Potts.
It's $4,800 and some odd dollars that was merit that was included in the support documentation submitted by the judicial branch. You can see it here, $4,789 from merit.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Tribal revenue is the only thing that is defined, and it's inclusive of department income, program income. The definition is inclusive in that.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I can clarify that as well. The revenue from the court was included in the projection from the treasurer that makes up tribal projected revenue.
Okay. Congresswoman Stabler.
I was just curious for tracking purposes to see it on a separate line. So that was my concern.
That's always been my argument, but I've lost.
Any more discussion regarding the amendment? Ms. Red Eagle.
Hello. I would just like to state for the record that the law states income received through the fee schedule set by the court is to be utilized by the court to defray costs over and above any appropriations. That's the reason our first budget was rejected, because we included program revenue as we have in all past years.
Thank you for that.
I'd like to, Ms. Red Eagle, it's when the treasurer sends us the projected revenue totals, he sends us projections from our gaming resources, and it's a certain amount, and then he also sends information from the tax commission, and then any revenue that programs and departments expect to earn, such as the money that you requested. So in the tribal projections, your $11,000 that you guys projected out in your budget is included in tribal projected revenue.
Yes.
So all money has to be appropriated. And so it's you're getting to spend your revenue. I don't know how that would work if we just left money out there. I don't think anybody gets to spend money without an appropriation that I'm aware of. So I don't, I guess we need to ask the Attorney General how that works, because I just want you to know, we've always done it that way. It's just this year, we're including it all in tribal revenue, because it is.
Ms. Reddigal.
I would like to say I understand that. And in the past, we've added that line to our budget so that it would be appropriated. We do not ever, we've never put in the total amount that we collect.
You should.
And this year,
the treasurer
that was rejected, so it was not included. And it's in Osage law that we are, should be allowed to spend our income over and above any appropriations. But I realize we're not dealing with that right now.
Right.
I just wanted to make that statement. I didn't know if
but it is included.
Everyone was aware of that.
It's included in tribal projected revenue because it's earned by a tribal entity. So it has been included in your budget.
Okay.
It's just not marked that way.
We're still in discussion regarding the amendment. Any more discussion? All of those in favor of the amendment, say yes.
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 All those opposed?
No.
No. Motion fails. Chair would entertain movement. Congressman Potts.
Okay. Amendment to amendment number one, salaries and wages strike 156,198 and insert 151,409 and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion.
So that's just a...
Congresswoman Whitehorn, I'm
sorry.
So
that's just a correction to some to the totals, correct?
It's merit.
Right.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That would just include the merit amount.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no? Okay, that motion passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to have some discussion on this bill since we're working on it. What are we doing? Are we changing directions now and doing something different? Because I'm a little bit unclear.
We either need to leave this on the table, in my opinion, and continue to work on it, assuming that we are having another committee meeting, or move it out. We need to adjourn. Congressman Potts.
Mr. Chair, I believe it's ready to go. All the work that needs to be done to it that I believe the committee is going to do is done.
I thought you were getting ready to make another.
Any future amendments could be considered over the weekend and proposed on the floor, or we could leave it at the table. Congressman Potts.
Motion to report ONCA 1995 with a to Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended.
We have a motion on the floor.
Second.
With a second. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. Passes. Brings us to adjournment. Congressman Potts.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn with a second. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We're adjourned.